We are learning Chafetz Chaim, Hilchot Rechilut, the laws of spreading bad reputation, spreading Lashon Hara. Vedna, says the Chafetz Chaim, I want you to know, we're up to chapter 1 of Rechilut, page Reish Bet, Halacha Tet. Even if he doesn't say explicitly, you should know it was Jack. He just tells him a story. You know, I was in the supermarket, and this guy came in, and I saw him slip a pack of gum into his pocket. And then it becomes clear later on that the guy he was with in the supermarket was Jack. Or sometimes he knows someone did it to him, but he doesn't know who did it. So, and then this guy came and he says it as an illusion, and now he sort of figures it out. Gam kenasu, that's also prohibited. So we have to be careful when it comes to rechilut and lashon hara. We're not supposed to say something which will later on we're going to give it away if it's rechilut, and we're not supposed to say something which the other person has a lot of the picture, but not the whole picture. He doesn't know who did it, and now he's going to know who did it. So that we're not supposed to do. So that's this comes up often in life. There are many different scenarios where you know all the facts, and the person does not know all the facts, and it's better they don't know all the facts. They walk into the room, and everyone bursts out laughing. And they don't know who said the funny joke about them. Why did everyone burst out laughing? And you know who said the joke. If you give it away, so you're causing them to be upset at that person. There are many situations where we have to pay attention to this halacha of rechilut, passing on negative information that people would not want us to pass on. So that's the prohibition of rechilut. Yes.